Praise be Jesus and Mary. Today we celebrate the memorial of Saints John Fisher and Saint Thomas More, English martyrs. Talk a little bit about Thomas More, who was born in 1477 and would be martyred in the year 1535. A man of incredible talent, natural gifts, superior intelligence, and also piety, participated in daily mass, and he also wore a hair shirt. Okay, notwithstanding, we're talking about a man who was a lawyer and Lord Chancellor of the realm. He also had great human qualities, a lot of human warmth, and a great sense of humor. He was a man of incredible integrity, never accepting bribes, in his position always upright, firm, and solid in the truth, faithful to his duties. But definitely a man of firm faith. You know, when it came between this conflict between the faith, the truths of the faith, namely the unity of the church, the Pope, the Bishop of Rome as the visible head of the church, and how the church in England must remain in union with the Vicar of Christ, and also regarding the truth of the indissolubility of marriage. Okay, he knew these and remained firm in them, notwithstanding all of the pressure surrounding him, pressure from his family, you know, who were saying, look, there are bishops who are siding with Henry VIII and all of that. Not St. John Fisher. There was one bishop who did not. And so for this reason, Henry VIII put him in the Tower. He was there, if I'm not mistaken, for 15 months. And he said, actually, that that was the greatest benefit of all of the benefits that the king had given him throughout his service. He said that was the greatest. So much did he profit spiritually, you know, drawing close to God in that state of privation. All of the intimacy with God and the graces, lights, and insights that he received from that time in prison. That was the greatest benefit, he said, that the king could have given him. And he really didn't think that he was going to be a martyr. As I remember in the movie, A Man for All Seasons, he said, this is not the stuff of saints. And he knew that he would not be martyred if it wasn't the will of God. In fact, the Catechism of the Catholic Church quotes St. Thomas More in the part where it treats of divine providence, how God governs and controls all things. And this is what St. Thomas More said to his daughter, seeking to console her. He said, nothing can come but that God wills. And I make me very sure that whatsoever that be, seem it never so bad in sight, it shall indeed be the best. For those who love God, all things work for the good. And so if God wants him to shed his blood for the faith, that will in fact be the best thing. And in the end, that was the will of God for St. Thomas More. As he went to his death, he said, I die as God's, or the king's good servant, but God's first. See, he had his priorities straight. And so the prayer that the church has us say for this Mass, what does it say? Strengthened by the intercession of Saints John Fisher and Thomas More, may we confirm by the witness of our life the faith we profess with our lips. St. Thomas More and St. John Fisher, they confirmed it by the witness of their death. And here we are called to confirm it by the witness of our life. And we can even take into account these two truths, the unity of the church, indissolubility of marriage. These are things that we can witness to with our life, this faith that we profess with our lips. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.